This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill discussed whether the Biden administration's latest budget does enough to compete with China, especially with China's aggressive stance toward Taiwan. Beijing has said it wants to use this growing power to control the island of Taiwan by force, if necessary. Officials say the U.S. remains committed to Taiwan with a massive military aid package for the Democratic Island expected soon. Republicans argue that Biden's budget fails to fund new ships the U.S. Navy says it needs to deter China. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has examined a finished military spy satellite that his country is expected to launch soon. State media said he did so Tuesday during a visit to his country's aerospace agency, where he described space-based reconnaissance as crucial for countering the U.S. and South Korea. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
North Korea has not disclosed a target date for the launch, which some analysts say may be in the next few weeks. North Korea has previously shown the ability to put a satellite into space, but questions remain about the satellite's capability. Analysts say the satellite North Korea has shown in photos so far appears too small and crudely designed to support the kind of high-resolution imagery used in reconnaissance. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have agreed to separate meetings with a delegation of leaders from six African countries to discuss a possible plan to end the war in Ukraine, South Africa's president said Tuesday. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he spoke with Putin and Zelensky by phone over the weekend, and they each agreed to host an African leaders' peace mission in Moscow and Kyiv, respectively. This is VOA News. A spokesperson for Prince Harry and his wife Meghan said Wednesday the couple were involved in a car chase while being followed by photographers. The couple's office says the pair and Meghan's mother were followed for more than 2 hours by half a dozen vehicles after leaving a charity event in New York Tuesday. It said in a statement Wednesday that the chase resulted in multiple near collisions involving other drivers on the road, pedestrians, and two NYPD police officers. It called the incident near catastrophic. G7 leaders likely to focus on the war in Ukraine and tensions in Asia at summit in Hiroshima. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The symbolism will be palpable when leaders of the world's rich democracies sit down in Hiroshima later this week. The Japanese city's name evokes the tragedy of war, and the leaders will tackle a host of challenges, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine and rising tensions in Asia. The attention on the war in Europe comes just days after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky completed a whirlwind trip to meet many of the group of seven leaders now heading to Japan. G7 leaders are also girding for the possibility of renewed conflict in Asia as relations with China deteriorate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden was supposed to visit Papua New Guinea and Australia on his return from the G7 summit. Now he's canceling that part of the upcoming overseas trip so he can focus on talks over the debt limit. This is considered a foreign policy setback for an administration that's put a premium on outreach to the Pacific region. New Zealand police say they believe a fire that killed at least six people in a Wellington hostel was arson and have launched a homicide probe. Police say an investigation into the fire and the resulting deaths is gathering pace, adding they're treating it as an arson but aren't prepared to say why, and they haven't arrested anyone yet. There had been a couch fire at the hostel about 2 hours before the main fire Tuesday. They don't know if the two are related. Officials in Cameroon say 18 separatists have disarmed and surrendered to authorities in the biggest defection since the conflict broke out in 2017. VOA's Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports.
Cameroon's military says 18 fighters, including David Dibo, alias General Baron, and Ekwe Jerome, alias General JB, surrendered and handed over their weapons in Mondemba Tuesday. Mondemba is a town in Cameroon's English-speaking southwest region that shares a border with Nigeria. Since 2017, separatists have been fighting to carve out an independent state called Ambazonia in Cameroon's English-speaking northwest and southwest regions.
Diane Roberts, VOA News.